What happens when one of the world's most notorious hacking companies gets hacked? Well, that's a situation unfolding for an Italian firm. As NPR's Elise Hu explains, it sells software to governments, large and small, with this kind of message.
Rely on us.
This is a recent advertisement for surveillance software from a company called Hacking Team. The software can track citizens, access text messages, emails, and overcome data encryption.
Exactly what we do. The Hacking Suite for governmental interception.
Hacking Team sells its work as, quote, stealth and untraceable, but the surveillance company itself just had its secrets spilled out in the form of a 500 gigabyte data dump. Whoever's behind the stolen data hasn't come forward. NPR verified that at least some of the hacked personal passwords do check out. And if the other documents are true, they show Hacking Team sells its software to private companies and at least three dozen countries. That includes the United States and some of the world's most repressive regimes.
These documents provide, finally, a smoking gun showing that Hacking Team has, in fact, sold its technology to a number of governments with truly atrocious human rights records.
Christopher Segoyan is a privacy activist with the ACLU. He's reviewed the 500 gigs and found evidence of Hacking Team selling to Russia, Kazakhstan, and Sudan the very surveillance-enabling, code-breaking, privacy-intercepting software from that dramatic commercial.
What this shows us is that surveillance software, advanced surveillance capabilities, are now available to the largest and smallest governments in the world. We really need to have a bigger conversation about whether these tools should be used in democracies.
Hacking Team, buongiorno.
For now, the person who answered the phone at Hacking Team's Italian headquarters directed questions to an email address. But much of the information that had been a mystery, like the company's client lists and contracts, are now published online. Elise Hu, NPR News.